G'day, this is Rod of East St Kilda in Melbourne. The best AC/DC song is Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, simply because it's got a great riff in it and the lyrics are superb.
It's Cole E, probably the space truck brawler, and it's just good old Aussie original rock and roll, and it makes me want to drive.
The song, not that anybody would really know, Soul Stripper. If you know the song, you'll know what I mean. Brilliant song.
We
couldn't go past.
AC/DC's roots lie in two Scottish families, the Scots and the Youngs.
The Easy Beat!
Angus and Malcolm Young were introduced to rock and roll by their older brother George, who became an international star in the 1960s as rhythm guitarist with the Easy Beats. Malcolm was the first brother to start playing with a couple of garage bands, and in 1971 he joined the Velvet Underground, the Newcastle band. Angus left school at 15 and started jamming with friends and practicing at home. It wasn't until 1973, when Angus and Malcolm played on some of George's demos, that the spark first flickered.
Businessmen and politicians, union bosses, statisticians, what did they do for you?
Malcolm was uninspired by the recording process and wanted to form a real rock and roll band. It was Margaret, their sister, who gave Malcolm and Angus two invaluable suggestions: that they name themselves AC/DC after a warning label she saw on a sewing machine, and that Angus should wear his school uniform on stage.
Because when I used to come home from school, I would come in the door, and before my mum could grab me to go to the shops, or my old man could sort of, you know, ask me if I had been at school, yeah, I used to run and grab my guitar and out the door. And my sister said it'd be great, you know, if you kept that school suit.
AC/DC's debut came on New Year's Eve 1973 at a party in Sydney's Checkers nightclub.
Malcolm Young got a few guys together, and Angus was one of them, and said, oh, let's go and play some boogie for New Year's Eve, and it worked really well, so they thought, oh, you know, take it seriously.
The band started touring and released their first single, Can I Sit Next to You, Girl, with Dave Evans on vocals.
Can I sit next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you, girl?
AC/DC's first year was full of hard touring and lineup changes as they honed their legendary stage act.
You claim it was an accident that started one day when you tripped over a wire or something, is that right?
Yeah, tripped over a weed and fell on my knees, and so I thought, geez, I feel such an idiot, so I started rolling around the ground.
In 1974, Bon Scott was at a loose end in Adelaide. He was 28 and recovering from a serious motorbike accident. Growing up in Perth, he'd been a singer in a bubblegum pop band, the Valentines, in the mid-60s. Bon was singing for an art rock band called Fraternity when he went to see AC/DC play. Malcolm and Angus were concerned that AC/DC were turning into a glam band and were quietly looking for a hard rocking singer. Bon was invited to a private jam session, put on a fine show, but turned down their offer. Several weeks later, a phone call came from Perth. Dave Evans was sick. Bon changed his mind and became AC/DC singer when the band returned to Adelaide in September 1974. After 6 weeks on the road together, AC/DC's first album, High Voltage, was recorded between gigs in 10 days at Albert Studios in Sydney. It was released in February of 1975, and as raw as it was, the first single, Baby Please Don't Go, charted. In 1975, the lineup settled down with Phil Rudd on drums and Mark Evans on bass. The band were living up to their hard-rocking reputation while playing non-stop. Sex was free and plentiful. Bon Scott could drink like a demon after 10 years in the rock business, but it didn't stop there. In his first year with AC/DC, he suffered a heroin overdose in Melbourne, as well as being attacked by an angry father after being caught sleeping with a 17-year-old girl.